Jim, let's head on down to the Grant Casino, almost at XL Energy Center, Grant Casino Arena in St. Paul, and Dick Newman has a wrestling state wrestling report for us, Dick.
Well, thank you, Paul, and it is the Grand Casino Arena now. Well, Team United sent three wrestlers to the state. Yesterday was the team duels, and you all from our area, from our section, won their first two matches, and they will be in the finals for championship, except it's going to be against Simley, so it's going to be a tough road to hold, but they certainly wrestled very well yesterday, and I will give you a rundown on that probably tomorrow or the next day. But our three wrestlers, they're all three are still alive, starting at 114 pounds. Eli Olson, in a 16-man bracket, he was seeded number 5. He wrestled Antonio Golden from Minneapolis Southwest, a senior also with a 22-7 record, and he pinned Antonio in the 3:02 mark, and he will wrestle later on today against Gage Benz from Rockbridge, a 41-5 senior. So he's in the quarterfinals. If he wins, he'll wrestle in the semifinals. So he got a mission right now. This is his third trip down to the state tournament, and he's doing very, very well. He looked very good. And then at 145 pounds, senior Ben Gunlickson, with now a current record of 39-7, he wrestled against Denny Lopez from Lake City, also a senior, with a 28-9 record, and he pinned him in 3:50, so he looked very good. He will now wrestle Brock Guth from St. Peter, a senior as well with a 31-9 record. Same story as Eli Olson. If he wins that, he will wrestle in the semifinals tomorrow. And then finally, at 160 pounds, Cameron Sather was not seeded, but he wrestled the number one seed, Cooper Rose from Mound, West Tonka, 33-0, and Roan beat Cameron Sather by a tech fall, and Roan is a real deal to see. Him out muscles Cameron Sather. Cameron is still alive. He's allowed everybody to wrestle at least two matches, and he will wrestle later on this afternoon against Griffin Peterson, a junior from Cannon Falls, Minnesota, with a current record of 18-9. So all three United wrestlers are still alive in the tournament. And we hope we can send all three in the podium. We'll find out on Saturday night as well. So for Q92 Sports, this has been Dick Newman reporting.